is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Time to leave Beaver!
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Timely Beaver. We have with us today...
We have Dave from California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Excellent. How you doing, Ted?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. Today on the show, we have music from The Misfits, The Ghastly Ones, and AFI. Dave, can you fill us in on some of your recent activities, man?
Oh, Ted. Well, as has been mentioned previously on the show... I am going to buy a bass, and I put a down payment on one.
Oh, yeah.
And, yep, it's going to be a five-string L2505 G&L.
Ooh,
custom-made for me with two pickups.
No way. Oh, man,
yep.
Custom-made with two pickups. Oh, that thing's going to hum.
Oh, man, it's going to be incredible. Like, I just can't wait for it, Ted. So, like, I'm going to be able to just do a lot of things with that. Now, the only thing is getting used to that fifth string because, I mean, all the years I've been playing bass, it's just four strings. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to sound awesome. The better news here is that Rick, thanks to his, you know, hookups and thanks to his job, was able to get me this guitar for half price. It's huge. Bass. So what would normally cost $2,200 is costing me $1,100. So,
dude, what a steal.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. And, we will post a photo of what the bass will look like.
The beautiful, later. Beautiful bass.
Oh, man. Black with a black headstock, two pickups. It's going to look really, really sharp. So.
Oh, Dave, that bass sounds awesome, man. And do we have a musical treat for you? We have out in the field here in Portland, Oregon, we have Mike coming to us with a field report from the Dropkick Murphys concert. Mike, how's the show?
Hey guys, this is Mike coming to you live from the Crystal Ballroom in Portland, Oregon, and we're here tonight to watch the Dropkick Murphys from Boston. And we're having a great time here tonight. We're watching the crazy mosh pitters, the crazy crowd surfers, and listen to this awesome Irish punk music. It's super hard, super fast. It's awesome. Here with my friends. We're drinking some beers, having some smokes, having a great time. And we also saw some hot chicks. They were awesome, too. It was an amazing show. I really loved it. It's one of the best concerts I've ever been to. So this is Mike coming to you live from the Crystal Ballroom, reporting back to you, Ted, in the Tom and Beaver studio.
Hey, great report, Mike.
Ted, that is one lucky guy right there.
Oh, yes, Dropkick Murphys. He is, Dave.
Man, they're one of my favorite punk bands.
Oh, mine too.
That's,
man,
awesome.
They're a rockin' band.
I'm going to have to get like an update from him when he gets back next time I talk to him, because I love the Murphys. They're definitely one of my favorite punk bands. So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got Spicy McHaggis over there on the pipes. And
Spicy,
you know,
indeed.
Yep. So no, they have one of the songs on Sing Loud, Sing Proud is, you know, it's the Spicy McHaggis song. For you guys, I'd highly, highly recommend checking out Dropkick Murphys. Highly.
Yeah, definitely check them out if you can. You can get more information on them at dropkickmurphys.com. But if you want to check them out in person, actually, they're wrapping up their U.S. tour. They are playing Rochester, New York here in the upcoming months. And then there's a lot of U.K. dates in Belfast, Newcastle, Glasgow, London, Birmingham, Manchester, or Nottingham. So definitely, if you're in the U.K., check them out as they're coming your way pretty soon.
But yes, go say cheerio to them.
Yeah, cheerio, cheerio. Pint in the air and, you know, fists in
mind
the
your P's
air.
And Q's.
But with some other music tastes, who's our first musical guest, Dave?
Well, Ted, our musical guest is Misfits, and they have a song that's appropriately titled for this time of year. It's called Halloween. For all your Misfits needs, go to www.misfits.com. So here they are with Halloween.
Oh,
awesome classic band. Not the same after Danzig left, but whatever. Anyways, that's another story for another
time. Yeah, that's right. No more Glenn Danzig.
No more Glenn Danzig. Oh, yeah, speaking of, well, not speaking of anything, but hey, what'd you think of the Timely Beaver movie, Dave?
That was really good. The creativity behind that was second to none there, buddy.
Yeah, and for all you out there who watched it, we should give them a little background, like how pre-production. We actually recorded the audio for that with Dave, like, back in May.
Oh, it was like a long time ago. This was a major production.
So if you haven't checked it out, definitely check out Timely Beaver TV, the short little internet movie right below this one in the website. So,
yeah,
timelybeaver.com. Check it out.
Yeah, for those of you who are not podcasters, the significance of the Timely Beaver TV is derived from Tiki Bar TV. Is that right, Ted?
Yes, I think we parodied Channel Frederator, Tiki Bar, and a whole bunch of other things. But it was all in good fun.
Yeah, but it was really well done.
Yeah, well, thanks. And with other movies, you wanted to check out Jackass.
Yeah.
Too. And yeah. I don't know if anyone out there has actually seen Jackass, but Dave, you wanted to check it out. Now, what makes you want to watch a movie like Jackass on the big screen?
I saw the first one. I went to see it with Rick when it came out because he's kind of the most vocal, outspoken fan, but I think he really likes it. And the interesting thing about that movie, the first one that Rick made a comment about, which I thought was really accurate, is, just when you start thinking the skits are probably getting a little bit old and stuff, the movie ends. So it's just like the perfect time. If it were too short, then you'd think it's not really moving. If it were too long, it'd be like, cumbersome. So yeah, just the perfect length. And apparently this new one is just, I mean, you are just going to be in tears,
grabbing,
like, laughing,
your balls and cringing.
Oh man, yeah, just some of the scenes, totally inappropriate. Well, actually the whole movie's inappropriate, but like, it's just going to be hilarious. So I'm looking forward to seeing Jackass 2.
Well, that's awesome. Speaking of checking out the movie, there are some concerts that people should be checking out. The first one,
Strike Anywhere, is going to be, among other places, let's see, Phoenix, San Diego, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Boise, Salt Lake City, Denver, Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Brooklyn. So if any of those cities that I just mentioned are in your neck of the woods, go check them out.
And another band, which I'm going to go see here October 15th, Dresden Dolls, a cool two-piece ensemble. Definitely check them out. They're going to be playing in San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Louis, Knoxville, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. Now, if I could spin that all into a cool-sounding rap song, that would be awesome.
I'm sure you could, Ted.
Also coming up is a couple floater shows if you're in the Northwest, or specifically more around Portland, Eugene. They have their CD release for their 8th studio album, Stone by Stone, here at the end of the month, end of October, beginning of November. They'll be playing in Eugene at the McDonald Theater on the 28th, and November 3rd and 4th, we'll be playing in Portland at the Aladdin Theater, so definitely check that out. On to other musical ensembles. We have The Ghastly Ones featuring Rob Zombie. Find more information on them at theghastlyones.com. Here they are with Halloween, She Gets So Mean. Yeah.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
was Halloween She Gets So Mean by the Ghastly Ones featuring Rob Zombie. Go check them out at www.ghastlyones.com. So, Ted, speaking of music, let me pick your brain here. Any good CDs out there worthy of my purchase?
Well, I did pick up a new CD here about a month ago or so. The Silver Sun Pickups' new one, Carnivus. It's a pretty good one. Not as good as their EP, which was out before this, which had Kissing Families. It's a little bit more mellow, but it's definitely reminiscent of early 90s rock scene. Kind of mellow indie rock, but check them out. They're going to be playing in New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Cambridge, Rochester, Toronto, Columbus, Chicago, Denver, Boise, Seattle, and Portland. So if those places sound familiar, as Dave says, go out there and check them out, support some bands.
Indeed, Ted.
Halloween is around the corner.
Yes, I was just about to mention that, Ted.
Oh, you were? Funny that.
I know, it is just that time of the season, I guess, where Halloween is just around the corner, and, you know, that means costumes, Halloween parties.
All sorts of great activities and fun.
Yeah, and
fun.
If our listeners recall, Ted.
Mischievous doings.
Yeah. If our listeners recall, Ted, we had a very good segment last Halloween. That would be October of 2005.
Yeah, check back in the archives on tinylybeaver.com for those.
Yeah, and they featured some ghost stories from yours truly.
Oh my gosh, the ghost stories. I forgot about those.
Yeah, so, and you know, just some overall good, clean fun.
Oh, definitely.
Now, Ted, I already have plans. I'm going to be in Las Vegas the weekend of Halloween, which is going to be a couple days prior to Halloween. So I don't know if I'm going to be dressing up, but it'll be fun time. So I'd like to find out what you're doing.
Well, we're going to have a Halloween party. Everyone's coming over, and it should be a blast. You know, deck out and get drunk. Nothing better than that.
Nice. Now, do you have a costume picked out, my friend?
No costume. I am not. I'm a last-minute costumer. I'm one of those lame costumes.
Last Halloween, I found a very inexpensive costume, actually, and it didn't end up costing me anything but the tank of gas. That was dressing up as a skier, actually.
Skier? That's nice.
Yeah, I put on, like, the snow goggles on my forehead, and then had my jacket on, and, like, you know, I was just all decked out in that. I had my old skis, and I borrowed some old boots.
Halloween costume tips from Dave for everyone out there.
Yeah, so a skier is a good one. Maybe a little too cold to be a surfer. You don't want to walk around in a wetsuit.
But hula girls are definitely well appreciated. And our final musical guest for the night, here is AFI with the song Halloween. Find more information on them at afireinside.net.
Halloween. you guys probably know the theme here of our music titles, and that was by AFI. Like Ted said, check them out at www.fireinside.net. Ted, I hope you have a happy Halloween and a good show today.
Good show, Dave, and happy Halloween to you and to all of our listeners as well. Go out there and cause some mischief. Throw some eggs, teepee some houses, and steal some children's candy.
And try to be creative on your costumes, too. I know I wasn't as creative. I was cheap last year. But you know what? Cheap is not bad.
It's better than what I've done in the past. So.
Well, that's cool, Ted.
Yep. Well, everyone, have a safe one. Remember, write us emails with your comments, timelybeaver@gmail.com. Find all your show notes, archives, and Timely Beaver information at timelybeaver.com. All show links and whatever can be found there as well. So here from Beaverton, Oregon.
And from California, we'll see you later. Ted, have a good Halloween.
You too, Dave. Take care, everyone.
So the first to kick off the whole, I guess, who is our musical guest?